Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Another wonderful communion class.
Amen.
We'll start with prayer. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word and your wisdom, all the revelation that you're revealing to us.
Yes.
Lord, I pray that you are mightily moved this day by
Amen.
Your spirit. Lord, I pray that you are moving in all of your men and women of God. Everyone who speaks, every comment, Lord, bless us to go forward in you. And Lord, we thank you for revelation. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
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 Amen. Yeah. Before you get started this morning, can I tell y'all what we're asking God for? A fresh anointing.
Uh-huh.
Because every time when God wants to release or take you to a different realm,
yeah.
or level, he gives you a fresh anointing.
Uh-huh.
That's where David always said, hey, anoint me with fresh oil, because I know you want to take me somewhere different, you know.
Yeah.
So we're just releasing that fresh oil.
I got to tell y'all something before we get started.
All right,
I saw something. There's some people out there really want to do what God wants them to do.
Amen.
Not yesterday, but last Saturday, mm-hmm. I went to get some jacks for for Alicia. She wanted some pancakes, you know, some breakfast food.
Mm-hmm.
On the way back in Adamsville, I saw a lady. She had one of those safety vest on, uh-huh. so you can see people on the side of the road. It was somebody else had one on, but she had the cutest sign. The sign said, drive through prayer.
Whoa. Drive through prayer.
Drive through. Well, I wish I had a picture of that. I mean, she was sincere with what she was doing.
Yeah.
Mm. And, you know, who'd have thought? But, you know, God can use things like that.
Yeah.
You know, the move.
Look at the old prophets, things they did were kind of stupid.
Yeah.
It wasn't natural.
Yeah. Told Ezekiel to lay on the side for so many days.
Yeah,
and then and every day was a year, and then lay on the other side for so many days. And that
yeah.
See, I had to walk around naked and barefoot against Egypt and Ethiopia. But she had a sign that said, drive through prayer. You know, I thank God for people like that, people that want to just do what God say do.
Yeah.
Whenever you do whatever God give you, it's gonna work.
Amen.
Yeah, and it was comical in a way, but it was a blessing at the same time, you know. And by the time I saw the sign, I had passed it because it was, you know, small, but it was good. All right, last time we made it to, we were around verse 10.
Verse 10 of what? Give it to
Paul. Chapter 17. And
what?
John.
All right. Well, you know what? Deal with you. Can you get it done?
St. John 17. And Jesus is praying. In verse 9, he said, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. Ray wasn't here last week, and Mary taught. So I'm back to where I was for Ray. Verse 10 says, and all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. All right, this is very important. That those who the Father gave Jesus, the Lord wants them to keep them,
uh-huh.
because they are one as we are. Uh-huh. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are.
Mm-hmm.
When that's the case, remember, we bear fruit after our kind. Some people are so sincere, they commune with the Father just like Jesus. They'll be those who set the pace. And the Lord strategically put people in the body of Christ to win souls. He gave me a strategy once that he starts with those who will win the most. And then that's wiser. He'll start with those who will follow him, win the most, do it God's way, because you produce a stronger breed, because they are walking the line and the Lord will put them first. And then he goes on down. And Jesus wanted him to keep them through keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are.
Can I ask you one question? Mm-hmm. What is going to bring unity to the body of Christ? Do you see unity now in the body of Christ?
More than it used to be. There are so many mindsets. Jesus warned his people to watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees. That's your divider. That goes back to the logic of Lucifer, desiring to be preeminent. You know, Lucifer said, I'm going to put my throne over the clouds. So, you know, he was going to rise above the clouds, the stars. He was going to sit also in the congregation of the Most High. You know, he was going to exalt his throne above all these different realms. Well, that's the mindset of the Pharisees. They don't contribute, they live off others. Well, that kind of leaven has been battling the church for centuries.
You said they don't contribute, they live off others. Yeah. That's good.
And that's the mindset of Lucifer. You got two mindsets, Lucifer and Jesus. Jesus washed his disciples' feet. Lucifer exalted his throne. That's how, you know, and in the church, you got people that were taught. There are so many mindsets based on either one. Those who fall true to the Lord, those who do what God said do, and they follow him, they keep the Lord first, their eyes single on him. They are different than those, and set apart from those who are trying to make a name for themselves.
Okay, now how are we going to get unity here?
Light. If we walk... If our eye remains single, if we look to him, only him, and do what he say do. See, we don't have the wisdom for it, but if we can just do that,
yeah.
We're operating on one accord with the one work of the Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit is that one denominator. When you it's say just Holy Spirit,
yeah.
That's it.
That's
he's
him.
Able to bring everybody into the same mindset.
Yeah.
Right.
Have you ever heard one preacher preaching is here, and he could be over in New York somewhere. Another preacher is preaching the same thing that we got here.
Yeah.
That's the work of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And the Holy Spirit is going to bring that unity that we need. Because
yeah.
We can't get it on our own because everybody has their own mindset.
When, you know,
somebody want to do it this way, somebody want this, and somebody want that, and somebody... Mm-hmm.
And those are the two main mindsets that we have to deal with.
And then that's what you said too does affect, because we all have the Holy Spirit God in us.
Mm-hmm.
We all have the same mind of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're singularly focused on that thing, we receive it and we walk in it.
Yeah.
Amen.
And sometimes, even though people have the Holy Spirit, they don't always yield to him. They
there
yield to
go.
Something else.
Well, we don't. A lot of people, we're growing in that. We don't stay channeled. It's in us. Everybody has God inside them.
Yeah.
It's letting it get into your flesh and your soulish part and let that dominate you.
And control you.
And like you said, when you singularly seek God
and
his way of doing things, and it says right here that that they will glorify me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the church is going to be glorious.
Yeah,
they will. We will, as a church, glorify God before we go out.
Yeah,
because he's coming for a glorious church without spot and wrinkle. Mm-hmm.
And we got his word.
The key focus is like you say it. Mm-hmm. That love for the Lord, that focus and know what he's doing. So all this other stuff's just going to fall out because God will be God on this earth before he comes back.
That's right.
Mary, there's your answer. You were talking about praying for a fresh anointing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
When people do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
They focus on God.
Mm-hmm.
When they consecrate themselves, they separate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
What anointing is to separate yourself to be something different.
Yes.
When people really focus on God, that's when you're going to get that anointing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was just releasing it because nothing happens until you.
Oh, sure.
Release
right.
it.
Sure, we speak it.
We speak
because
it.
Because that gets.
Even though we don't see it
out.
We don't see it with our eyes, but we release it. When you release things, Jesus released a lot. When we talked about communion last week, Jesus released a lot in that room. The boys didn't even understand. But he knew that the Holy Spirit was coming, and he was going to give them revelation of everything they said.
That's right.
But he had to release it now.
Right. And when
things has to be released. Nothing's done in heaven until something is released on earth.
Right.
Because it's spiritual.
It's all by faith. Worship should be in spirit and in truth.
Yes.
Right. All right. So is preaching. Preaching can be in spirit and in truth.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And faith is the highest form of sincerity. Some may think worship is, but as long as faith is the foundation,
you're going to worship.
Faith has, you know, that's the highest form of, that's the foundation of worship.
Amen.
All right. Okay. 2 Corinthians. When the Lord does things, he does it legal. Everything is by faith.
Amen.
So whatever he give you to do, you have to, it's your job to stay in faith with it. Oh, I didn't have it marked. Okay, 1 Corinthians 11.
Amen.
I moved my marker around. Okay. That's why communion is so important.
Amen.
We're not just eating bread and drinking wine. We are in communion with the Lord, spirit to spirit, heart to heart.
Ooh,
in verse 24, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And after these things, and after the same manner, he took also the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Mm-hmm. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me.
Mm-hmm.
Communion is our privilege. That's how we stay in the unity will form as we commune with the Lord.
Amen. That's
right. It will form. From the most faithful to the least faithful, it will form.
Amen.
The Lord.
Just said we kind of get it backwards. We think we try to work out here the unity.
Mm-hmm.
But you just said if the unity comes with our unity with God.
Yeah.
If we have that unity with God, the unity of body's taken care of.
That's good, right. Mary. Mm-hmm. People work it out here a whole lot. They try to get people together, and they're not together in their hearts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the hard work hadn't taken place.
Yeah.
They just get them in numbers, and it's not real true unity.
Remember, God can work on either end.
Yes.
You know, the most faithful are not always preachers and people that you know, that you received, you know, people that's in the forefront. Everybody who takes God at his word, he can do a mighty work through them, even though they may be unknown. Mm-hmm. It's not the fame. It's because it's not by might of power. It's your faith.
Amen.
What will you do for? What will you continue in? What will you do according, you know, when you do the word of God? When you do it, you make change. It's inevitable. Dear Lord, I thank you for your word. And I thank you for all of your wisdom and all the things you're doing. I thank you for being a God of action. And I thank you for the active plan of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Yeah. All right.